Welcome to Peg Plants Podcast, brought to you by Peggy Riccio, a horticulturist and garden speaker, writer, and podcaster in Northern Virginia. Peg Plants Podcast provides news about gardening events, books, plants, and products for the Mid-Atlantic gardening community. I've been producing this weekly podcast for about 4 months now, and I've enjoyed it very much. However, I have to put a pause on it, at least for now, during the summer months. I've been gardening on the same property here in Northern Virginia for about 19 years now, and although the dimensions of the property have not changed, somehow it has expanded and fills up my time. It seems like there are many more plants and many more tasks. Not that I mind, but now it feels like a small farm, even though I'm in a suburban neighborhood. I just got the tomatoes, peppers, beans, large and small pumpkins, sweet potatoes in the ground, and I only got to harvest the lettuce once. I still haven't cut the kale. I'm about to harvest the garlic, and that's only the veggies. Then there's many herbs to harvest, and I was able to catch the cilantro in time before it bolted, and I made beef empanadas with it. I harvested lemon balm, and I'm drying it, and I'm getting really interested in scented geraniums, and I bought a lemon eucalyptus. Now I have to figure out what to do with the lemon eucalyptus. I still have many flowers to plant, from celosia to gonfrina to zinnias. I'm also still germinating seeds of melons, watermelons, squash, morning glory, and nasturtiums. Plus, I'm the type who likes to experiment, so I started a small wildflower meadow on a whim, and lo and behold, all the seeds germinated. I just mixed together the seeds from old wildflower packets, the type you get for free at fairs and gardening events, mixed with sand, and then broadcasted onto a patch of land that is a new bed and watered every day. They germinated so fast I was amazed. I actually didn't think they would because they were so old, but now I had to figure out how to take care of this wildflower meadow. But keep in touch with me through my website, pegplant.com, and my newsletter, Peg Plants Post, which is free, and also my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook pages, which are Peg Plant. Every month, I list gardening events on my website, plus recently published books. And when I publish my newsletter at the end of the month, I link back to the gardening events and books. So for the newsletter, I also include articles, tips, recipes, and always a giveaway. The giveaway can be a plant product, a fertilizer, seeds, or plants, and this is a great deal. And the newsletter, Peg Plants Post, is free. Just enter your email on my Peg Plant website. The events that I've been mentioning on the podcast come from the monthly events tab on my website. The books come from the new books tab, and the new books tab is a cumulative list and is a great resource for ideas of what to read or ideas of gifts to give. If you're interested in culinary herbs, please join me at the Culinary Herbs and Spices Facebook group that I started. You'll know you are there when you see the pink flower. Well, that's a wrap, and thank you for listening. Have a great summer.